What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Walcott laces it into left center field. It's got some carry. It's gone! Go ahead, two-run shot for Sebastian Walcott.
KNC Masterpiece right here on a 105.3 The Fan. We're in the break. Multiple people sent it to me, and we're going to get to baseball nuggets in just a minute. The Leroy Jenkins reference.
That's your first time to see that video?
I had never seen that video, and I looked at it, and it said it had 27 million views. Uh-huh. So clearly, a lot of people have seen it. I've never seen it, but man, that group freaking hates that guy because they were like standing there, and then that one guy was like, oh, yeah, we got 0.3 repeating, of course, percentage, whatever, to win the raid. And then that guy said, F it, let's go. And then he just ran in there. And everybody on his team, if you haven't seen this video from, I don't know, if it's like 10 years old or whatever, was just standing there, and they're like, oh, crap, he went in. Well, I guess we better go. And then they spent the rest of the video just ass-talking him.
Which 27 million views feels like a lot.
Yes.
Until you look at Baby Shark and realize it has 16 billion views.
That is the most viewed video in the history of the internet. My son has contributed to many of those. Right now, let's fire up some baseball nuggets. All right. So I've become very fascinated by this. Let's talk about the saga of Connor Griffin. Connor Griffin,
Family Guy,
that's Peter Griffin, among other people, is the next big thing in baseball. He was selected with the 9th pick in the first round of the 2024 MLB draft. He is with the Pittsburgh Pirates. And when I was looking at some of the rankings and stuff, trying to figure out, oh, yeah, could Sebastian Walcott be the best prospect from his group? No, he cannot, because Connor Griffin exists. So if you look at the players that were born in 2006, which Sebastian Walcott is part of that group, ESPN has him ranked as the second best prospect born in that entire year for baseball. So that's pretty freaking sweet, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He is behind Connor Griffin. And I want to walk you through a couple of different articles, including this one from Kylie McDaniel talking about Connor Griffin. My pre-draft comp of Fernando Tatis Jr. So think about that. That's the comp. Probably underrated Griffin's ability to stick at shortstop, but might nail both having a big league debut at the age of 20 and MVP level projections. All right, so compared to Fernando Tatis, but that might have been underselling the kid. And then there's this article from Jonathan Mayo with MLB.com. Who is the number one prospect in all of baseball? Every prospect who exists in all of baseball combined got 11.6% of the votes, except for Connor Griffin, who got the other 88.4% of the votes. And you're like, oh, that's a lot. So clearly, he is the best prospect in all of baseball. He was also voted as the best defensive prospect in all of baseball. Now, with that in mind, you might be like, all right, well, how good is he at offense? Well, he played 21 games when he moved up to double A after absolutely annihilating rookie ball and high A. And in double A, he hit .337 with an OPS of .961.
Okay, all right. Before we do that, though, let's go to A ball, where his OPS was .932.
Which is incredible.
Hold on. Now let's go to A+.
Okay.
Where he hit .942. Now let's get to double A.
.961.
Where he hit .9. He got better as he went up. That's impressive.
And that's offensively. And then he is also voted the best defensive prospect in all of Major League Baseball. And then...
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
And there's this. Who is the best minor league prospect you've seen over the last decade?
Paul Skeens.
Paul Skeens is number one on the list. Connor Griffin is third.
Okay.
It goes Paul Skeens, Bobby Witt Jr., and Connor Griffin, who is ahead of Fernando Tatis, Julio Rodriguez, and Ronald Acuna. He's ahead of all of those players and only trailing somebody who at this point feels like they might win multiple MVPs and a pitcher who feels like he might win all of the Cy Youngs. And keep this in mind, Connor Griffin is on the same team as Paul Skeens.
Yeah, which means that this is right? Pittsburgh should be taking over the world this year. If there's really only one year of baseball before we have a lockout, Pittsburgh needs to use this year to go after it.
Yeah,
to make sure they keep Livy Dunn in their social media world.
Right. I'm sure there's somebody on their social media teams like, you guys better never break up.
So he's done with A-ball, right?
Yes.
He's going to be a pro this year.
I don't think yes, with a chance probably. I don't think he's going to break camp because again, he only got 21 games at AA and I'm sure they're like, "Hey, let's take our time." Or maybe a cheap organization like the Pirates is like, "Hey, let's make sure that we get past what counts as a full service year and then determine put him up to Major League Baseball." But it is just bananas to see at the age of 19 in what essentially more or less is a full minor league season. He had 21 home runs for 94 RBIs. He hit .333 and had an OPS of .941. Oh, by the way,
he struck out 122 times.
That's true,
but that's baseball.
But you know what else he did? He stole 65 bases.
Good God. So is this Shohei?
Yeah, by the way.
Can he pitch?
While I'm telling you how incredible he is offensively and also defensively, he's also fast as hell.
Yeah, what kind of human is he? You know? That's really what's going to matter the most to the fans.
That I don't, man.
Fans don't care what kind of human you are. They just said you score.
That I don't know.
About scoring.
I will look into that, but I just wanted to point out what is encouraging is you have the next guy. So if it weren't an all-world, all-time prospect in Connor Griffin, the next guy up is Sebastian Walcott. And do you want one more fun thing? A year ago at this time, Sebastian Walcott was ahead of Connor Griffin. So I just told you about how amazing this person is.
So he's fallen off, is what you're saying, Walcott.
But he moved up in the prospect rankings from 3 to 2.
Mm.
So did he really fall off, or did Connor Griffin just ascend at an unbelievable rate that has made him generational?
Walcott doesn't quite have the same pop that he has. He has a good sure. bat, but
and there's more questions about him staying at shortstop as opposed to Griffin.
Yeah, and quite honestly, Kevin, I think for us, I mean, he started when he was 17. There's some growing there within the organization that's lovely to see. I think we need to see him more to really have a good idea.
Sure.
Like this spring training, because we're heading to spring training after we got Radio Row Super Bowl action.
Yep.
Then we head to spring training where we'll give you the best coverage you could possibly find.
I'm just going to go ahead and tell you this on air. I upgraded your airline seats. I'll get not first class, but I'll give you more information.
So we're doing that. And that's going to be my most intriguing thing to watch. Is where are we with the Sebastian Walcott growth?
Yeah.
Because what is he for this team right now? A prospect. That's it.
Does he represent hope to some people?
Yes. And you don't really want that on him because you want your team to be so good that prospects are like, all right, here we go. They're either currency or they're coming up and they're helping the team. But right now, this is a, hey, we kind of need to see, and he's only 19. We kind of need to see this guy now, or are we going to give up on him? And I don't think we should at all. But we like this is a spring training where I'm very interested to watch the player. And there are other storylines that are interesting, but where is he on this? Because that could change a lot of things.
By the way, one more quick note, especially if you're in the Baltimore area, on May 8th, the Baltimore Orioles are going to be giving away a Tupac bobblehead for their game against the A's. And he's decked out with a bat and he's got an Orioles jersey on because he did attend the Baltimore School for Arts before he moved to San Francisco, obviously became very well-known West Coast hip-hop, but he was...
And got a great picture out there of him giving the double bird wearing a Stars jersey.
Oh, I haven't seen that picture in forever.
Yeah, I usually do around playoffs, I always text it to
that,
people.
That does feel like a good picture, but yeah, if you get a chance, look up the bobblehead, maybe we'll post a picture May 8th. It is freaking awesome.
Is that a... That's going to be a pricey bobblehead, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes. People are going to be lining up for that, too.
All right.
For sure.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.